If you feel we've crossed over the line, we're going to be the first ones who want to know about
that. We'll be the first ones to flagellate ourselves with barbed wire and
their special gifts and gifts and premiums for our long-suffering soft-sisters.
Relentlessly in the cocktail.
How much do I donate to KPFA for that?
Reserved in your name.
For the barbed wire thing, especially.
25 cents.
The special on barbed wire.
It's a real cheap price on this type of thing. Going at a discount.
You know, that's because we do have a sponsor who cares.
It's free.
We want to make sure.
I heard a rumor that Dick Cheney already donated that for everybody.
He donated bread to feed the masses.
That's, you heard a rumor?
I know for sure. I was there when Dick Cheney was handing out bread.
Well, I think I read it in Rolling Stone.
Jesus Christ himself. His honor, His Excellency, His Majesty, Jesus Christ. They're passing out the bread and turning the water into wine, spinning effortlessly on his heels, his robe flying out from the centrifugal coil. A work of genius.
Yeah, Hal's talking about that today, which is kind of
reserved in your name.
Of genius for all the little sub-genies will be celebrating the end of their so-called world.
Yes, and don't worry about all those other times you've prepared for the end of the world because it's been taught to you.
That's good, because my genie had the flu the other year.
1998 has not properly arrived yet. We're still working on it.
Now
we're going to usher it in, hopefully this
set.
Year. Definitely
this year. And the stars are in alignment.
Are you all right?
This is the year. Yes,
is that too much?
I'm okay. No, that's a little
better. You need to go to the hospital?
Better.
This
what
is the dawning
too much?
Of the age
How many
of asparagus.
Did you eat?
Four.
Yeah, okay. Now let's try standing up now.
Yes, the time of liberation is
Should I stand up on my feet?
The era of nonchalance.
On her feet. I should stand on her feet?
All prisoners shall be released, and walls and barriers shall be
shattered. I'm sorry.
Hey, didn't you hear? Cheney said it last week.
Yes, Vice President Cheney, the hunchback of... Washington, D.C. In the Washington Monument, he tolls the bells. Yes, I can hear you just fine. You're bubbling up from the bottom of the sound well. But I wanted to tell you about a special offer that we have here at our station. A work of genius has been reserved in your name at an unbelievably low price. You know, when you build a library to be proud of, your family benefit for generations. An exquisite library is the creation of a sophisticated taste, and it begins with a single immortal edition, the story of Huckleberry Hound by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, the first in an extensive leather-bound library of biographies of Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters. Imagine
We can hear
your
you.
Pride.
I can carry.
We can see you now. We're high above the planet, looking down on your phone call.
Limited animation classics.
And marveling at the wonder of communications as they are here on the show at 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
A world-renowned classic of American literature. The story of Huckleberry Hound. One of the 100 greatest books ever written. In an extraordinary quality collector edition, bound in genuine leather.
I highly recommend
it. Accented
X-Day is coming up soon. The end of a subgenius world. And you can gather for this wonderful event in
introductory
Upper State New York.
Brings you the adventure.
You yourself will be the burlesque.
For only
the gag, the fun thing, the bobby.
Now,
it'll be fun.
If
and
you
it
like
won't cost much.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Hound, then you'll be ready for our second book. Hey there, it's Yogi Bear, the riotous story of
I'm waiting for the punchline. I thought that was great, Doug, that show.
In Jellystone Park, while Ranger Smith tears his
Ed Holmes,
and grinds
slash Bishop Joey.
The books will be shipped.
I guess the next show would have been the soundtrack from a live event.
But you are not obligated
you know what
to
the
buy
saddest part
any
is?
Of them. Not
I
a single
that
one.
Diving
yes,
helmet
this
there.
Is not a book club, but a society, a group,
I'll just have to make another one.
If you will. Of those who wish to celebrate again and again the idea implicit in such characters as Yogi Bear and Huckleberry
Hound. It's about time that fate came back and gave me what I deserve.
Let us pause.
Stop then.
He said, whinerly.
Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer.
Still mourning over the loss of his garments?
Yes, pardon me, a momentary flashback. You know how it was in Vienna before the war, but perhaps not good to discuss such things now. Let's get back to our show and talk about how the press is the only private institution protected in the Constitution of a nation whose creation was engendered by angry and eloquent newspaper men. Yes, they wore out a lot of shoe leather on the streets, those newspaper editors and pamphleteers.
That's normal behavior for them.
But to
shoe
them,
leather wearing.
Maybe you're the monster.
They wear shoe leather, but not on their shoes.
Yes, but their shoe leather slaps over the sidewalks and past where the sidewalks
down.
Just to get the slap down, the story that the American public thirsts for, whether it knows it, whether it likes it or not.
Really,
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Ask your question.
Mom, Dad, Uncle
what
Elmer,
really happened,
Bud,
and
Sis, even the dog.
To you.
Porky. The all-American...
Oh, I see, it's all casual.
Oh, it's Mr. Hummer.
Yeah. What would life be like?
That's unbalkanous.
Our nuclear family unit.
What happened?
Without the daily infusion of the printed word on a huge flapping newspaper like a prehistoric butterfly facing extinction.
Nothing turned out quite like we expected it, did it, Mr. Listener there?
Background interceptor Jack
said. You expected something quite different. You and your cohorts.
Horts, torts.
Cavorting around there.
Translated.
Look at him cavort. To be young again.
Lollygagging.
They're lollygagging and terradiddling and fiddling and fid-faddling and tid-diddling.
Don't judge me.
Standing amongst the flotsam and jetsam of what was formerly...
That would be judgmental of me.
Certainly wasn't a laughing matter.
That and she didn't really believe she was on the show in the first place, but you are on the show.
Yeah, you really are. You see, this is... apparently happening now, but actually a tape recording made a long time ago.
If I were a baseball fan...
Your only form of existence.
You'd ignore that appendage.
Happened before I was born.
That unknown appendage that appeared strangely in the night.
Well, this is a normal morphology in your particular development. You should not be worried, but rather embrace these new physical changes.
One must learn how to be less funny and more...
And not be ashamed.
Now, I have a letter here saying, Dr. Hal, I followed your advice and now I have grown a cloven hoof. Is this part of your program? And there's a lot more here. Well, to answer that right here and now on the air, this is what we call an acute chitinous pedomorphia. And it is absolutely nothing to worry about. It, too, is part of your development, as long as you follow my course in success in sex and real estate.
Dr. Hal, can I have ask another question in that regard about the cloven hoof?
Well, if we need to cover this subject anymore, but then let's move to other matters as soon as we solve the last trifling.
Was it growing out of the individual and the foot or leg area, or was it in a different
area? A pedomorphia means that the foot itself has undergone a change.
It is the same
in this
foot.
Case, okay. A chitinous pedomorphia, the elongation of the central toe, the dropping away
new,
as vestigial remains of the surrounding toes. And in fact, you have two central toes remaining in the chitinous foot. This comprises the traditional cloven hoof of Satan.
Okay, so that would be characteristic of that that specific area of the existing appendages, but not necessarily a new appendage is what we.
Well,
were,
you know,
Philo,
old Mother Nature has a different plan for everybody.
But I just want to
speculate. Some of them might seem a little weird.
Someone could have
she's
two
been
normal
stirring
feet,
her cauldron for a millennia.
And when the
now,
new appendage appears, the new appendage itself could be your chitinous former cloven hoof appendage.
Well, that would be a different problem you would have if I understand you correctly. Because it would mean that the appendage, as you persist in calling it, would be growing in the, let's just say, in an inappropriate location.
That's correct. That is absolutely the point.
Oh, it has a point.
It could be a point, it could be a rounded area, but it is...
Yes, I now see it in my mind's eye.
The point of the matter, speaking, is that it's in an inappropriate location.
Yes, I see. Well, an undisclosed location here on KPFA.
And therefore, we may call it the unknown, undisclosed appendage.
Yes, and that's why we always have a paper bag over it for those who have the video version.
Oh, I thought that was the motion picture sickness.
What happened to the paper bag?
The Motion Picture Sickness Association of America presents
Bring back
the rise and
bag.
Fall of the Nazi war machine. Nazis, millions of them, rolling into Paris. The Wehrmacht, they conquer Europe.
That's not a purple-helmeted love Nazi, is it?
No, this is your plush Nazi from Steve.
Oh, I found it.
Little guy, you can wind
it?
Him up.
All right.
See, Kyle.
Oh, there he goes. Oh,
there
listen
is.
To
see?
That.
Isn't that cute?
He's
and
chipping
he also,
away at the rocks,
look
isn't
at this. He can
those rocks in his head.
What's
those ones
that
are knocked loose by
now, you're
the
love this.
Application
gonna,
of the device.
Please be careful.
Which, hold on, I'm going to make him goose step.
From which we hear the
gurgling. No, that's embarrassing to the poor little thing.
Yeah, but I.
It's a slack thing. Oh, it's a slack thing. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, here
nobody can, but you can understand.
He's goose stepping now.
Oh yeah,
isn't that something? So.
So, you just have to recognize, appreciate, and
he
finally
looks,
exploit.
He likes it.
It's right under the armpit here.
What does it mean?
Well, I
tickle.
A lamb, if you will.
Lethally injected right here in this collapsing vein.
The exploitation of the
hell, that means the Nazi hell creatures actually exist.
Rationalization. The Nazis themselves would have called it the
Carpenter was Earth Nazi.
Karen Carpenter, well, not so much.
There goes 420 guy. She can't hear us right now.
She was not a national
part of the show. I can't hear right now.
Karen Carpenter.
Can't hear her.
Nothing to do with the
20
the
seconds
plan.
From now, he'll be listening.
I think that pretty much shows my age.
That tells, yeah, that sums it up right there.
Well, let's go over that again. It's all about selection.
Oh.
It's all
nice
about
little,
male.
He's a great little mutant.
Overload.
They're so pretty.
A male in your employ or acquaintance has been overloaded, Philo?
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the problem of male overload.
Why? You just grow another set of arms.
It'll make you freak, man.
It'll make you freak on your way to flipping out.
Yeah, and you don't want to go to Dockstock Mountain that way.
Too many loads are not good for the average.
You're
going to
get high enough when you get up there.
Snip,
you don't
snap,
need to bring any elevating devices or
by Satan's
those brain chips that Philo was talking about, I think they're falling on the floor now.
I come, Grimalkin.
Love letters and giant pills.
Pills to cure your ills.
And pills to let the stars out of it.
The doctor's talk was of coughs also. And chills. And the doctor's satchel bulged with pills.
They can instill.
And whatever you need to know, you can start by at the beginning of your own outreach ministry.
That's not a disclaimer that I've ever seen.
Yeah, are you interested in our Subgenius Youth Outreach Program? It's time to reach out to the youth, particularly the disadvantaged youth.
And give them a reach around.
How do I volunteer my unborn alien child?
Well,
he's
I'm
already
sure
been volunteered before you were born.
Computerized system.
He's already in my.
It makes it a virtual snap to enroll in our program.
It's time to duplicate yourself.
The people.
By the people, for the people.
Oh, the people only?
Yes. When Israel was in Egypt's land.
It is the way in which we propagate our species.
Speaks. Tell us over it.
Let's see.
Well, that's not
the way in which we
quite enough.
Thank you. Codes involving procreation.
I know all about that stuff. I've already. Oh, well, I'll just sit down and watch the show. You know, you can't fight City Hall. At least I've got a good seat here.
But what would I say?
Come on, fight that raptor.
Shh, quiet.
Fight it good. I feel it.
Longing still for that
this is great.
Which longer
is this the church airport?
Well, I'm sure you've said that to many ladies before.
And invited transgender airport.
Intermission already. Let's go out.
There was a young lady from Venus.
Oh, wait,
well,
this is
her body was shaped like a...
About this long?
You question my
it looks horrible.
Yeah, what?
Tastes worse.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk. I'm imposing complications.
He was a bit cocky, as I recall.
We said Michael cocky. Pepe might not answer
little. Wrong number one. Urgent
queries.
It's almost the longest. Too cocky, as it turned out.
Humans sometimes find it helpful to have an outsider set the standard by which they're judged.
Oh, humans.
To avoid deceiving oneself.
Not humans. Humans. 21 centimeters.
No, they're not human. I'm tired of this kind of thing.
Oh, that's good, Commander. That's very good.
No, listen, hear me out.
Some creatures have the capacity to fill spaces never knew were empty.
Now. Just to simmer down. It's about to get a this pesky problem.
I'm trying, but these teeth out of the back of my head are...
Power systems are failing.
One problem at a time.
Reminds me of those times back in the pastoral forest, dotted with naked furry primates out under the trees, lazily grooming each other, enjoying public intercourse, and rooting for grubs.
You mean the 60s?
Well, no, I'm talking about when the slack of the Yeti, during that time, when the Yetis were the animals that produced exactly the amount of slack that the Earth needed at the time.
Really?
Keep everything in perfect balance.
You know, over the years, I've had my doubts about these Yeti theories, but you're still behind them yourself?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm a long believer in not just the Yeti theories of application in terms of subgenious origin, but...
All right, well, that convinces me.
I'm
going to repent of my...
that have existed on this planet
heresy.
Long before
I was backsliding, but now I will embrace the Yeti doctrines.
And now these Yeti...
Even Ronald Reagan, they said, had a Yeti-like crest on his skull development show that he was part Yeti. Also, he had this crest. Yeti was our president.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that a lot of our presidents have been Yeti.
Yes, President John Quincy Yeti in particular. As this strange, suppressed White House portrait shows, 7 feet tall and covered with reddish-brown hair, he is our most unique in the Hall of Presidents.
And he smells unique as well. We can whiff read him at this distance.
Of course, in Iowa, Midwestern Mavericks horn into discussions on marriage.
Because a Yeti's natural stench is one that's almost unbearable to a regular human.
But for now, New England remains the nucleus of the Yeti-human marriage movement, with a campaign underway to extend Yeti-human miscegenation to everyone in all sites, all six of the region's states, by the year 2012.
The height of the average Yeti was around 12 feet. Sufficient stature to house a cranium twice as roomy as ours.
Let me point out, this is the pure blood Yeti you're talking about, the original strain, and subsequent generations were not as large. But these are the ones that are described in the Revelation X, and Stang also says that they had horns. You remember that part?
Some had horns.
Yes.
Not all had horns.
Really? I'm glad of that, because that lets me off the hook, since I restored a Yeti without horns. And Stang...
That's of a subspecies, but not a subspecies. They're all just variations of the same basis.
Stang seemed to indicate they all had horns, but once again, I'm very happy you're letting me off the hook.
The enormous feet, disproportionate to our eyes, only
of course,
because
enormous
our aesthetics...
feet. That's why they call them Bigfoot.
That's right.
Oh, for real?
Our aesthetics are degenerate and pitiful.
Enormous feet has been here. Enormous feet by our campsite. I saw enormous feet once. He made a sound I would not like to hear 2 times in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Your flesh will creep, your heart will bump, your nerve will run. Don't feel mine, maybe you're pretty.
You know, you can go back for a soft serve ice cream, and they don't charge you anymore. You can go back as many times as you want.
Thanks to their
cafeteria
of
bacteria.
Yetis were
Yetis
never
and subgeniuses break for life.
Moved and controlled by the sways and opinions of modes of normal everyday dress.
Well,
fashion.
That's what they say, Philo, but it's late at night and we're here by ourselves, and so why can't we speculate that Yetis too weren't so all fired perfect and probably had political differences among themselves?
Well, we can get to that point, but what about their clothing? I'm still talking about their lack of clothing and how they like
well,
to groom their hair.
Well, that is progressive, but then they were covered with hair.
And they would groom their hair, which was actually comprised of tiny tentacles capable of changing their color and their
tiny tentacular
attributes.
Tufts. Made up the Yeti belt.
These pelts could be controlled in various groom combinations and crossed and piled in such a way as to provide a vast array of ornamental variation.
A vast array.
You say vast array?
Oh, just decorations to you people. I see.
A decoration sensation from the heart of Yetidom, the ancient city of Mutantis, where technological and scientific marvels grew to such an extent that they would be indistinguishable even today from the fabled magic of the magicians and sorcerers of old.
They had the chameleon-like ability to change the coloration and even the texture of their pelts within seconds, and could display flickering stripes of light akin to the phosphorescence of deep-sea fish.
But that's only a small fraction
Yeti
of what they could
fashion do. Fashion had nothing to do with clothing, but only with spectacular pelt displays. They could even wear outrageous costumes, or for that matter, camouflage themselves while stark naked.
Now old Stang is getting a little steamed up, as you can see from the lewd direction his writing is taking in this important scriptural section. Also in the news, clams were found not to be stereotypically happy.
Yeah, I heard the poem. It was all sad. They got it.
Yeah. Well, that was oysters. That weren't clams.
That's right. And well, young ones. Little young ones walked away from the beds.
Oh. Well, that's how the old one learned to get old. By not going with day trippers.
Hey, don't touch that heater.
There are certain names we can't mention, but we don't want to go with those day trippers. No, not anymore. No.
Oh, right.
Nope.
Gets too self-destructive.
Yes, and after all, we have to close our peepers against some of those sleepers.
Attack with a four-wheel white really witty rules.
A four-wheel drive into despair and desuetude with your favorite fall guy at the wheel. That's right, he's the platoon foul-up, the supreme loafer, Corporal Goofball. And he's behind the wheel of this rumbling RV, taking you on roads and trailways to adventure. All right, you kids, shut up back there. You want to make me come back here? I'll pull this thing over to the side of the road.
Are we there yet?
Ice cream! Today's field trip is to the House of Toilet Paper, where the toilet paper rolls are manufactured.
I spray painted on the side of the bus.
It was supposed to happen at the I think on the 7th of April, but instead it's now supposed to happen on the 24th of April.
After 420, I take it. Yeah. He says no.
I'm going to play my theremin.
Theremin, but for the grace of God, go I. You know, this reminds me of an amusing anecdote. Oh, what? Oh, wow, he's being possessed.
Sorry, man.
Speaking
too much
of tongues.
Oh, you always
got to
do some of the show.
No, well, I have to do show.
You know, found out.
It's time to tell you what show.
I found out.
You know what show.
The Puzzling Evidence Show.
And where do they find that thing?
Well, you generally find it on KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in
Fresno,
thank you, and of course KZFR in Chico, and on the internet at kpfa.org.
Org.
And now Fosmo, the six-handed chimpanzee, plays the harpsichord.
You won't hear
with
one word about Somali pirates
Symphony
on this
Orchestra.
Show.
Nope, we won't hear about any pirates.
I think that story's been fairly well covered,
pirate.
Unless there's a new
That's
break
right.
in
or
that
one
story.
Of these pirates.
The pirates
the
are
pirates that all the young daughters of the world want to see in a package tour available now.
Oh, I remember this.
You mean the Pittsburgh Pirates?
It's so happy. And all the lights happen and mesmerize
yeah,
the parents
get up
into spending big
like
bucks.
Nicky the Sorcerer.
Why?
That's number two.
Has, I think it was a reject because it only has two tracks.
Well, you know, we could turn
so,
it in.
And there
like
are two sets of 15 songs.
Two sets of 15 songs.
Very strange. The coding on this thing is very strange.
Maybe
I'll put it in the computer and find it.
We must be firm in our church. Yes, as harsh
that's
as
just
truth,
that's just too
and as uncompromising
strong.
As justice.
That's very strange.
Sacerdotal and secular,
and as
such, well as holy.
We will
justice.
Not discuss it.
The justice of the subject
here.
Internal
right?
church matters.
Hey, man, you all right? You need to go to the hospital?
Served by internal
right?
church.
I think I broke hell of stuff.
You broke hell of stuff?
Always.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good, I think.
But you can't say hell of stuff, you got to say heck of stuff.
Oh, heck of stuff.
Heck
oh.
of stuff.
Darn it stuff. Is that good? Is that right?
Say dang.
Dang it.
Dang blang it.
Dang.
Well, stop. It happened.
Duh,
now, you can't
it.
Perform deviant sex on the radio. It's against the law. Except for insane religious...
It's happened right
Doctors
here on this
and
show.
Dictators. Monstrous
it,
orgies
law,
of the damned.
Loss, a
on outer space saucers of the doom.
Well, there is that. Perhaps I shouldn't be so despairing. After all, there are events afoot which will result in an incredible change that the inhabitants of the future
You'll
world
undergo this change.
Will never
You'll
be
glad.
It's taking place.
I'm scared.
You'll be saying to yourself, "Yo,
I was scared, but I sound I'm like, happy. I sound like I haven't staying now. What happened to me?
I got old.
I haven't staying's not old.
And just where the bottoms of your trousers rolled.
Oh, rolled. Ivan Stang's rolled. Yeah, he was rolled.
He but rolled up those pants, his trousers.
His
like
intellectual trousers.
He rolled up in the Stultgrat 16.
His skinny legs.
A car like the Roxy and rolled in the track.
I don't say that to be unkind. I don't say that to be mean. I don't say that to be dispiriting in any way.
You could say it to be complimentary. Some people like it.
Some people love those long, slender gams of... Whatever.
Some people love those big container ships turned into floating sets that then are shot from the exterior. It's the Black Pearl. Black Pearl's wow. like a big old Should motor ship, and she's set up with fake rigging and stuff in the movie. Yeah. It was fun to watch because it's almost real time where she's just like, whoa, yeah. I don't want to go up against that.
I appreciated the effort they
yeah,
took.
What, you
to
saw that
show
on the making
ship.
Of?
Yeah, yeah. And the wonderful tale of the Lady Washington. Which am go around through the Panama Canal, came out the other side, broke their bowsprit in a storm. So all those youngish people got to be like real sailing trip, you know, breaking uh-huh. things and in storms. And man, lucky.
I got to go to the hospital for 2 minutes.
Okay.
It we'll must have back. Been fun to do the other movie, you know, the Patrick O'Brien one, whatever
yeah.
it was called.
Yeah.
Patrick O'Brien?
I haven't
what
watched
was that
making it. The Master and Commander.
Master and Commander.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
Must have been a fun movie to be on because they had those ships and they were out at sea with them.
Right. And spooky shots at laundry.
I like the idea of just being on a big ship in the middle of somewhere on, and everything's blue screen and then they, you know, you're like.
Where did it?
Boats come in.
Oh, behind. What about it when a giant
of,
octopus.
This thing that. They showed the ship on the hydraulic,
uh-huh.
and with the you know, so they could move it in any attitude,
yeah.
pove it over, and have shh.
That's
oh,
cool.
this I saw one night on Das Boot, and that looked brutal. They had built the conning tower and had this huge water system that just dumped on these guys for the big wave scenes, and it was a lot of water. And that would be tough. Yeah, take 13.
All right, go put your cleaning, go dry off, put your, get this
There's
place locked
nice
down
scene, I think it's
for the next take.
Yeah, yeah, and you just, you know, it's a big old sound, big, huge sound station. Unique.
Yeah, that would make the director mad if you had to do 13 takes on one of those.
Depends on the director.
We required a lot of dumping water, and that each time you dumped it, you had to mop up the set and then dry everything off to a pristine, dry condition. And all of the actors had to go to the to their special acting actor, you know, those places that actors go when they're not on the set. It's like a hotel room or a more like a condo. They just
the green room,
right? And then people, you know, dry them off and powder their little popos.
Well,
send them
that
on
depends
their way,
on what kind of a show you're in. They
and then
don't
they come
always,
back to the set.
Sometimes they just give you
off.
A few stale donuts.
They have their new uniforms on, you know, to make it look like they've not done anything.
I don't
of course,
know,
they put the sweaty
You must be
marks
talking about the high
pits.
End because I
and then
really
they get
don't
there,
recall.
The director calls for this dump of water again, and there they are, all wet again. Now it's take 14. Some, that one ass, I mean, that one jerk didn't do it quite right.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm surprised nobody's found the shot of Bishop Joey and Howard the Duck.
That is in there, eh?
Yeah.
It is in
Where
the
does
finished
it occur?
Version of Howard the Duck.
I'm not going to say right now. It's a good question.
Well, we need show. To inform our listening audience
I remember
also,
when he was in the Kiko Man soy sauce commercial.
They can...
Really?
What?
Yeah. Ed Helms?
Yeah. You don't remember that one?
No.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I remember
what,
seeing
What, was
him
he sampling
TV.
The product in the commercial?
He was, like, doing something with the soy sauce in a pan, like a wok or something.
They just treated me with soy sauce at the hospital.
That was fast.
I'm
that
sure you're
quick.
Delicious.
That's the kind of health system we have now that Obama's president.
Yeah, we got the best,
I only
greatest
have
health system
well,
in the world.
Well, everything just changed. Everything changed.
Everything changed. It's all perfect now. And I'm happy as happier than I've ever been now that we have the new administration
general.
And Bush is
Even
I'm just so glad
really,
Bush is gone.
Well, I am glad about that.
I don't care what happens now. I don't
Bob.
Care if we go to a totalitarian regime.
True. What about X-Day?
I don't care if Kim Jong Il takes over. All I know
Poor
is Bush
Kim
is
Jong Il. Seen pictures of him? He's all skinny and
he's kind of
pissed.
He's kind of.
Who are
he's
you,
a little
Bush?
Bit
you're talking
perturbed.
About?
No, little Kim Jong Il.
Oh, Kim Jong Il.
He just showed up. It's like
yeah, they did
like,
show shots of him, which show he's still around. Or that
he was sad
idea.
That he didn't get invited to the G2 summit. I heard that.
I've seen that documentary where he cries.
Yeah,
sad me.
He's
song.
Very cried. He's very crying.
He's cried.
I'm
where
so
he's lonely.
He's
lonely.
Yes.
He's
so
I'm sure that was a documentary.
All alone.
Yeah, all alone.
All alone. I'm so lonely. And so sad, Rio Rome.
You know, that is never mentioned, but surely that must have something to do with the icy diplomatic relations between the government of North
wish,
Korea and
you know,
the United
yeah,
States.
It was
or at least the government of North Korea and Trey Parker and Matt
you think,
Stone.
You think right. he wouldn't know
well,
about that
named,
and be irritated
by it? Co-ambassadors to North Korea.
They were?
Yeah, just a minute ago.
They were,
because
yeah.
Because you said yeah. that, yeah.
I think that he can't wait for them to get over there and show them the hand of gratitude and...
with the two spy girls.
Right, to say
that
how
they're
happy
holding
he
now,
is.
Yes.
They have disappeared from the radar.
That they satirized him so well. He
they're
knows
still trying to get
parody.
Them back. They haven't disappeared from our radar.
Well, speaking of your radar.
They will, though, eventually.
Hello?
Because we give up. We're the giver-uppers
Don't
of the world.
Hello.
You think we're not going to get those
caller?
Girls back? And I do hear you, caller.
Yes.
So
go, caller, go. Sorry.
Well...
Oh,
you mentioned about Kim Jong Il.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Our
well,
favorite idiot.
Yes, but you
we
know,
knew his dad, Kim Il Sung.
Not only in ailing health, but his, you know, his younger brother, mentally ill, is next in line.
Ah, well, that's got to be an improvement.
And that's what we brought the show to a stop.
Mentally
we
ill.
Must,
mentally
we must convert
Ill.
Him to the ways of Bob.
You know, Obama took a lot of heat for his Special Olympics comment, and now
I
we're adding
you worked
mentally
on that.
Ill to the farrago of possible offenses committed by unknowing dupes of the system.
What other ill brothers are there in line in succession for those, those? You know, there's a lot of little ills running around there.
Yes, there is.
Jong Il Pill and, of course, Kill Bill Ill.
Yes.
But
and the non-rhyming ills.
Volume 2.
Hey, Hal, look at this.
What's
still
the?
Ill. I
what
like still ill.
The return of Dracula. with Francis Lederer and I Bury the Living.
Well, he's
you know, that's an interesting movie, too. Did you ever see I Bury the Living?
Yes, I saw that.
Well,
I have a copy
it,
of it.
Very, very cheap, and it, like Richard Boone lives by the graveyard, and when he sticks pins in a map, people die.
I got that one.
That's how he buries the living, you see.
Yes.
And it's a pretty low budget. All you need is a map and some pins.
It's a graveyard, but why does he stick the pins in? I mean, what motivates him to do it?
He sticks the pins in the people's
because he knows
names,
eventually
and they,
that they're
going
to
die.
He discovers it by accident.
That's not funny. That
the sticking of the pins causes them to die, and then he takes advantage of this discovery.
I love it when you say that.
Naturally.
Okay, say it again, Philo. Say it again, because she loves it when you say that.
But wait, there's more?
She discovered it by accident?
Is this a DVD or a movie soundtrack?
It's a soundtrack.
So it also has the
are you talking
the
about
German remake of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which
was actually
called
anything.
She's
so in love with
Caligari. It came out during the 1960s.
It did?
But
Caligari
movie did.
Far.
Here you are. Why don't you say something?
Performing.
We're trying to say
evolutions
something.
And rituals.
She had a lot of eggs. She was working.
Don't worry,
eggs.
You're irreplaceable. And when you are gone, I will not replace you.
Performing rituals with these eggs.
For I ferment.
Because that's the time of
no words.
Ear.
Ferment.
Ear in the beautiful.
And the urination sensation.
This exciting show captures the tranquility and all the mayhem that make it a sensational experience.
And that's why you're listening now, you listener, you.
You made the
crazy, active
crazy.
Listener.
And what you're listening to is us as we talk about the movie I Bury the Living, which is in the Philo Drummond collection and available for viewing at any time in the viewing room. Made on a shoestring budget in 1958.
Play that at the
I Bury the Living tells the story of Robert Kraft, who through an inheritance becomes chairman of Immortal Hills Cemetery. On a wall in the office, he finds a map of the grounds, which shows the location and owner of each of the plots. Each site that has been used has a black pin in it. The plots which have reserved have white pins in them. One day, Kraft accidentally uses a black pin to mark a newly purchased set of plots, which have been reserved by two newlyweds. Soon, Kraft learns the newlyweds have died. And, of course, he feels almost responsible for their deaths, because he stuck those black pins in their plots. But in order to prove to himself how silly that was, he indiscriminately swaps a white plot for a black plot. A white pin for a black pin. And when that person dies as well, kind of tells it all.
It
shows that when you stick a black pin in their plot, they plot, or rather they die.
What?
They die.
They go kaplop.
And that's how he buries the living.
It just went kaplop. That would have been one of those old plot. Wonderful drive-in movies.
Yeah.
But no synopsis can give you a clue as to the strange power and atmosphere this film
Richard
has.
Richard Boone, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing that on the shoestring budget they had, it had really, like, film noir kind of stylistic aspects that...
Who directs and who...
That made it, you know, super high contrast, black and white. It's interesting.
Yeah, let's play that.
It was directed by Albert Band.
Oh, everybody knows
movie
that.
Movie magic, folks.
But, yeah, no... There was a wonderful art direction. That's the cool thing about it. Can
you and with a little lizard.
And there's a great musical score also, which is on this record. I sure wish I had me a copy of this here.
I could make you a copy.
It's all
you
these
look
films
at my copy.
That are here. How many Twilight Zones? You know, I am enjoying those two Twilight Zone things.
I thought you meant Twilight, the score.
The Twilight Zone musical score, yes, that's right.
You know, because everybody's like, you know, Twilight with what's his face.
One about the pitch.
No, it has nothing to do with them teenaged vampires.
Got good music, though.
You're such a teenager.
We are a
So, which of those
show.
Weekends is good? Is the one you're going to be up there, Hal?
Oh,
you remember? Here's a calendar if you need to refer to it.
You know, I'll write you an email.
Okay.
I will possess that information.
See how cool this is? Me showing you my calendar on my phone.
That is cool. I wish I had a little pocket planner thing to carry around. And now, can you enter into each date what's going on?
You want, like you want.
It's show.
There's no fish like challenge. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it went right to my head.
It allows you to enter a task or an appointment
wherever I may roam,
like it.
Or land, or sea, or
foam.
You will always hear me
did not exist
singing this song. Show me the way to go.
Abortion.
The only darn way to go. Show me.
Fetus.
The way
show me
to
again.
Go.
Golden.
Hello?
Blackwater.
Xanax.
My birthday
72
is on the 1st this year.
Your birthday, the 1st of which month would that be, Dr.
Of
Drummond?
May.
May, the lusty month of May.
May Day.
February.
About the 1st of May, which is the traditional celebratory event of
wildly the bagpipe flew today.
May, the May Festival occurs on May Day. That's known as May Day.
And
the Soviets, back in their heyday on May Day, would get
it was
into
day
march.
Dedicated
their weapons
to dignity
through,
of international worker
through Red Square
in Soviet Union. Look how big
child.
Our tanks, our missiles are.
Enjoyed the
West.
Fact that on my birthday they celebrated so wonderfully by
well, they couldn't openly agree
strength.
That they were celebrating your birthday, but we knew that that's what they were about. Of course, they are realists, and they know that the new political world shift will make it necessary for them to court your friendship, and that's why they celebrate your birthday with a cover story about May Day and worker solidarity and all that sort of thing.
Yes, we have. Now, why? I wonder why May Day was considered the worker solidarity day. Well, I'd like to find that out. I'm going to go into my personal... Here I'm going into the...
My God, you got that too, Twilight, the movie. Well, have you seen that movie? That movie of teenage vampires?
No,
but
my,
old folks
my daughter has seen it.
Pick up. Yeah, I bet
my daughter told me about it.
And she said what? Did she say it was just boss, bitchin' and groovy?
Yeah, it's a real teen angst. You know, it's a love story.
Well, I'd like
teen
to
teen love story.
Sounds enjoyable, huh?
But I always pick up their music because, you know, it's going to hit all down to...
Their music? Vampires are musical now?
This is the first planet.
I never thought they were, but that would be interesting. If they,
well, they are.
Music,
let's go
like
back in
hear.
Time to the vampires who were musical 35 years ago. Let's go down to the blue whale.
Oh, look at that whale that blew in.
These guys, the vampires that were...
Oh, yes, I remember them, yeah. Oh. Or I remember everybody else being interested in them.
I love the show because when the mummy and the Dracula would wrestle,
there's
and they
werewolf.
Would bang up against the whole wall would move, and I realized...
Yes, Shades of Ed Wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one are you talking about?
That was the Dark Shadows TV show.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
If you remember that.
I love that.
About vampire Barnabas Collins... In Collingwood.
I got dinner free once because I looked like him.
Hooray for
you got
Collingwood.
Dinner free?
Because I looked like this guy, and they thought I was David Selby in a little town in West Virginia.
Are
so
you
girls,
David Selby?
And I didn't say no.
You are David Selby, though, aren't you?
I had those sideburns.
After all this time,
only
why don't you
Selbyville.
Admit it?
I had the big mutton chops. Because that was the 60s.
I'm hungry. Time, man. You are David Selby. You've been David Selby all these years.
In another life, that's what vampires do, yeah. This was like the worst song on this thing.
They have to disguise their lives because, otherwise people notice that they don't age.
Around that time was Where the Action Is, which also was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the show was.
It's 4:20.
I know, I was just thinking the same thing. You ever forget?
But he's gone. Who was that masked man, anyway?
I don't know, but I think we should go find him. I think he's still wandering around. I saw somebody in the camera up there.
His ghost wanders the corridors of KPFA 94.1 FM. Is that what you're telling us? You're an expert in the paranormal? Well, if that's what you think, I won't dispute it. This is the ruined city of ancient hundred-gated Hecatompolis. Now only the sand blows in where once the great bronze griffin doors hung. Now the empty arch weathers away in the treeless expanse of the waterless desert. Here North Africa's sands have covered up an elaborate civilization, which remains for the aspiring archaeologist yet to excavate, to become the Heinrich Schliemann of his day, to uncover civilizations before Troy, before Mohenjo-Daro, even before the ancient city of Wolderkan, who worshipped the dread god Yotl. Yes, the god Yotl, on his obsidian slab, presided over the Wolderkanis in sickness and in health. He was everything that they subscribed to and received all inspiration from. And so it was a bad thing when they entered the period of the terrible drought. But of that drought and how it was resolved, we must wait for further intelligence upon another day.
Last week, how was the weather last week?
Maybe a week.
It was awesome.
Can I survive then?
The whole week of Ornithopter jumpsuit?
Ornithopter jumpsuit. Well, I guess.
Nobody ever thought about them.
Nobody ever expects the...
Weather is boring.
Nobody ever expects the Ornithopter jumpsuit.
Are you doubting the existence of the urban Sasquatch or the Yeti, for that matter? You must have actually seen the urban Sasquatch yourself when the handover occurred.
Don't count me out in such language.
I'm simply pointing out what is obvious and what should not be discounted or denied. Because these humanoid variants did exist and do exist. 35 years ago, paleoanthropologist Donald Johanson revolutionized our understanding of the origins of our species with his controversial headline-making discovery of Lucy, a 3.2 million-year-old skeleton found in a remote region of Ethiopia. Yes, a humanoid ape being, so-called. Actually, evolutionary lines meet at a certain point, but no modern animal is the progenitor in any sense of any other modern animal, including man. But in this intoxicating tale of scientific rapture, I can weave the momentous story of Lucy's discovery with colorful anecdotes about all these experiences in the bush, you know, in the field, out where you're excavating and all that sort of thing. And on the night that this strange skull with its leering eye sockets was found and removed from its cradle in the earth, on the radio the Beatles were singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and it was played over and over until finally someone suggested naming the fossil find Lucy. The moniker stuck, didn't it? But the Ethiopian people still refer to her as Donkinser, an Amharic language term meaning you are beautiful. However, we call it Lucy here in the West because those natives are obviously quaint and colorful. Now, at a scientific meeting, the finder proposed that a previously heralded species be relegated to an extinct side branch of human evolution, and this entirely new species, Australopithecus afarensis, which incidentally means southern ape of afar, this specimen be positioned in the Hall of Paleontological Discoveries as human's last common ancestor. And this claim was met by total silence in the auditorium, I can tell you. And yet, many questions remained. Although Johansson was firmly convinced Lucy walked on two legs, many of his colleagues argued that her anatomy strongly indicated a significant degree of climbing activity. That's right, in the trees. Not a proud walker of the plains, but a scrabbling monkey-like ape. Is this what we want as our patrimony? Well, it wasn't for me to say. To gather even more evidence, there was a return made by the Johansson expedition to Ethiopia in the years 1990 and in 1992, where, despite the perils of political instability, extreme heat, and unreliable vehicles, he and his team undertook a search for further specimens, and we share Johansson's palpable excitement as his team unearthed new treasures, including one of the largest and most heavily built skulls ever recovered. Now, the paleontologist and anthropologist, expert on fossil apes, Hans Weidenreich, wrote in his epochal tome, Apes, Giants, and Man, that the long-extinct Gigantopithecus, the huge primate thought by some to be coeval with the still-extant Yetis, was
definitely
not, as a matter of fact, a giant ape at all. Weidenreich pointed out that such taxonomic determinations are made largely by examination of the dental battery, the teeth, and the teeth of Gigantopithecus are human-like, not ape-like. It was at this point when Weidenreich suggested that the name Gigantopithecus, or giant ape, be exchanged for Giganthropus, or giant man.
Thank you for using the word man in place of ape.
And so, we see that the Yeti is hardly the febrile fantasy of the pulp writers and TV hacks, monster movie makeup besotted morons. No, the Yeti has his noble lineage and ancient and continuing purpose. A precursor and predating human development itself, the Yeti and his kind have had a head start and are easily able to elude the clumsy attempts to locate him made by the inferior species.
There will be no clumsy verbalage this evening.
Yes, we can offer speculation on a wide range of topics, including whether these proto-humans had children. And we can examine a range of other researchers' finds, ponder the fate of the Neanderthals, and explore competing theories regarding the rise and spread of Homo sapiens. I'll conclude by saying Neanderthals is correct. I didn't make a mistake. According to the German language reform, we don't say Neanderthals anymore. And Homo sapiens isn't a plural, for God's sake. Thank you and good night. Not a plural, as the ignorant think.
Oh, both are sapien.
They put in an apostrophe, or they drop the terminal S, more irritating than even that.
Isn't it homo sapien sapien? Don't you have to say sapien twice?
Sure.
Sapiens,
to be official?
Sapiens is better than sentience.
No, I'm talking about the official name. It includes the word sapien twice because you're
it doesn't
talking
include
about a genius
and there species. Is no such word as sapien.
I mean sapien.
There is no such word as sapien.
It's sapiens.
Sapiens.
Yes.
Latin, fourth declension. Sapiens, sapientis.
Yes, is a
And it refers not to feeling or inchoate intelligence as sentience does. Indeed, what it refers to is wisdom. Homo sapiens. Sapiens is the wise man. The evolutionary product of millions of years of the upward climb out of the oozing, bubbling, heaving slime of the primordial cytoplasm.
So I guess you discount the theory that Adam and Eve were the first man.
Adam and Eve and Pinch Me Tight went out one night to see the fight. Adam and Eve came back that night. Now who was left to see the fight?
I guess you're gonna tell me.
Well,
when
Adam
and Eve left the Garden of Eden,
when Adam
and
delved,
they discovered the
and
sons,
Eve span,
and they had
was then the gentleman?
Three children. Do you remember their first children?
Their first child who they dearly loved was little Cain.
And what about the other child?
Well, the second child was Abel, and the third child was differently Abel.
The third child was Seth.
Now I didn't think we were going to have to mention Seth, the Mordred of the human family tree.
And no one ever talks about Seth.
I see you're determined to do so.
It's all about Cain and Abel.
Yes, don't you realize this is evil knowledge that you're trying to disseminate on the radio. These folks don't need to get into witchcraft.
Nonetheless.
Yes, of course it is true, but not every truth is for everybody. Not everything's for children, and not everything's for everybody.
And that's the way it was.
Back
4,578 years ago.
At the bronze gates of Hundred Gated Hecatompolis.
When the earth was created and Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden,
the wood experienced phenomenal
success. And had their three children.
And everyone present was thrilled, thrashed and pounded.
Blown
away.
Cain, actually, wasn't it?
Thrashed
Cain killed Abel. Killed Abel.
Cain killed Abel, and you know why?
Brought murder into the human species.
You know why he killed him?
Yes. What are you looking for? This one?
He felt, and he did have somewhat of a case, that God had a few things against him, and God liked Abel better than him without a cause.
No. God liked him better with a cause.
Liked Abel better. Liked Abel's sacrifice better.
He liked
and disdained Cain's
sacrifice.
Now,
he had a clean sacrifice that pleased God's nostrils.
Cain's sacrifice was vegetarian. It was fruits and vegetables, but Abel killed something, and this blood and smoke and bubbling fat and flesh was good in the nostrils of the Lord. And the Lord blessed Abel and his sacrifice, but he cursed Cain and his sacrifice of veggies and macrobiotics.
Now, do you believe that this is just a metaphorical analogy of when the Jews, the proto-Hebrews, were moving away from human sacrifice, still evidenced in the story of Abraham.
Parsley, sprouts,
but that to say that God didn't want to have any of this vegetarian
God
stuff.
In those days liked
God
blood.
Liked the smell of flesh.
God liked
God
blood.
Liked bacon.
And the
he
funny thing is
bacon.
That since ghosts also like blood, doesn't that make God just sort of a giant ghost?
Well, that's why
days?
they put the Holy Ghost in a separate entity when they split out the Trinity, so God didn't have to bear that burden anymore by himself. He could just give all those jobs over to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost could do his thing about being a ghost, you know.
So he was like a subcontractor?
Yeah, a subcontractor.
But
they let anybody in this
that the
place
generations
at any time.
Of
they just
Seth
come wandering in off the street.
Carnal knowledge of demons.
And there's cardboard robot.
The sons of heaven
robot.
Looked upon the daughters of men.
We call them cardboard
and saw
robot,
that they were good.
Just a giant.
And they lay with them. And they produced the generations of
so where
evil,
have
which
you been?
Preceded the time of
out
Noah.
And about.
Well, I've been transgressing to other religions.
You have?
Oh,
apostate.
No. Like which ones?
Get back in the fold and
next
do a
day,
penance.
Next stupids.
You know what I'm saying? Black
mob.
And yes, the Abraham story was an analogy of the time when the Jews no longer practiced human sacrifice.
And
by
we
God staying
have no
Abraham's hand,
laughing
saving his son,
these old codes and poofs for doing their sacrifices, because we in our modern era sacrifice millions, and they were only sacrificing a few guys. So let's end the historical relativism.
I was
What was that,
well,
son?
Why care about
he's
what the historical
under the radio water is?
He doesn't realize that, he's got to get out of Nazi-occupied Poland.
No, no, he's got to get out of History of Violence. You see that one?
Yeah, I saw it.
What an excellent movie it is.
I liked it.
Did you see the scene they cut out of it?
I don't think so.
They show that scene. It's this horrible thing where Ed Harris gets up from the dead, you know, streaming with blood.
Oh, I did see that in the
it was really neat, but they cut it out of the movie. Anyway.
Why'd they cut it out?
Because the movie was worked without it, you know, and they didn't want to push it over the edge and actually make it a...
Exactly.
But I think it wouldn't have hurt, actually. It was well done, like everything else in the movie.
A deleted scene on the DVD?
Yes, and you can watch it, and it's cool.
See, I never got the DVD. I just have the movie without the
DVD.
So I didn't see that deleted scene.
Would you not agree?
Yeah, I like the movie. But I like revenge flicks in general.
Against Germany.
That was a good one.
I have the Death Wish collection, all five of them.
Like Death Wish, knows he wants revenge. But this guy doesn't even know it first.
New weapons.
Yeah. He's just working it down.
Wonder weapons developed by the Wehrmacht and the Peenemünde missile.
An extra glass?
Of slack? Reintroducing
transgression?
Range from efforts to develop new weapons, reintroducing malaria.
Transgression itself.
Punishment for that country's leaders.
Transgressing.
Join the national suicide.
He wants some transgression fluid in there?
He wants a Michael Pepe, I think.
There were a few inside Germany who resisted. A few. But they were overwhelmed.
Well, their efforts were crushed.
Bombing from the west and pillage and rape from the east brought the war home as never before.
And a little cherry and whipped cream at the hilltop.
What happened on the Soviet front dwarfed anything seen in France, Denmark, Norway, or the Low Countries. From 22 June 1941 onwards, at least two-thirds of the German armed forces were always engaged on the Eastern Front. More people fought and died on and behind the Eastern Front than in all the other theaters of war in 1939-1945 put together, including the Far East. The sheer scale of the struggle was extraordinary. So too was its bitterness and its ideological fanaticism on both sides. It was in the end on the Eastern Front more than any other that the fortunes of war were decided.
They're moving into the street.
You're gonna be okay and you go to the
hospital? I speak out of both sides of my mouth at the same time.
Really?
And I say, do you need to go to the hospital?
Well, did you see it? The thing we're not supposed to talk about, how a spy said she needed to go to the hospital. She called Chicken and said, Chicken, I need to go to the hospital. And he said, yeah, I'll get back to you in an hour.
And never did. Not
and never
hour,
did.
Not never.
Yeah.
That's just the way, you know, show people are.
It's called TV.
The bigger they are, the nicer they are.
That's why I call it TV.
What do you mean, TV? Oh, tee-hee.
Tee-hee. Yeah, tee-hee.
Yeah, tee-hee-hee. That's very important. What was that, young feller?
Another dude.
Tee hee hee, you know, tee hee hee.
You know, like the 80s, when everybody wore tee hee hee and had their
and everybody took tee hee hee.
And was that the right thing to do? Or did we care?
No,
we
don't
care now.
We laugh like this.
You say to yourself in the middle of the night when you wake up and you reach for that glass and you say to yourself, dear Congressman, only government can save us now.
What? Okay, what? Is this a test?
Perhaps the Republicans and the Democrats can save you as well.
Well, you know, it's funny. You should say that because tonight, Pedro and I, we watched a cartoon show and it suggested that Rush Limbaugh and Michael Moore are the same person.
That's interesting.
That caught that one.
What an interesting concept. At least,
yes, so somebody's really thinking behind the scenes.
Yes.
Did you see that Rush at St. Stupid's, by the way?
Always supporting.
Yes.
I don't know, but I just hope you fail. I hope this show fails.
I hope the show fails. I hope you fail, sir.
I hope you fail, sir. I hope not
only that. What do you mean? I'm just talking about.
I don't hope that you as a person fail. I hope that your policies fail.
I'm working day in,
I love
day
you
day
as
out.
A person.
Exactly.
It's not everything else about
just,
you that I
work
hate.
Day in, day out to make sure that you fail here.
I hope you fail. And I hope that you hope that I fail.
Well, it's America.
I hope I.
It's the American way. I hope you fail, caller.
And I fail to hope for you. If and, I fail to hope for you, then I hope you fail to hope for
I
me as
I hope you
well.
Fail at IHOP.
My printer's jammed on all the hate literature that I'm doing right now.
I hope you fail, sir.
Hate that Ashbury
I hope he
quality.
Fails, too, though. I hope all politicians fail. I
believe your wishes
you
come
hope
true.
They have the will to fail.
If they, do, I care not which political persuasion they have. I only hope for their comments in failure.
Gentlemen, cry
I hope
peace,
they lose their
peace.
Jobs. I
but
hope they lose
no
their money,
peace.
Their homes, their wonderful deals
is
they make with
so
dear, countrywide.
Or peace so sweet.
All those great
has
things
to be purchased at the
to me
of
are the
slavery?
Things I hope they lose.
Forbid it all,
I'd like to see
God.
535 individuals all lose their jobs
maintain,
at the same time
but as
and go
for me,
home and for the first times in their lives
liberty,
experience what normal people have to experience.
Death.
I even have to live there and I'm already the mayor of Willing.
Those wonderful Congress goons that we have up there saving our lives every day along with their judiciary comrades and those other ne'er-do-wells in the executive
ago.
Branch.
10 minutes
that would have been
my
nice.
My life was so great.
Don't worry.
It was
everything
so great
changed.
10 minutes ago. And then all of a sudden...
Man, I wish I was back there.
I wish
well,
I was, too.
Why?
Let's do this. Let's roll the tape back.
Okay.
To 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Can you do that still?
No.
Yes,
sure
oh, no.
It would have been cool if I could. This new world's screwed up.
It doesn't roll back as easily as the old tapes did when you could just turn, pull the plug if you had to.
Do you remember
to,
even like
back.
7 minutes
it's
ago?
It's all digital.
No, I don't. That's what scares me. Mm. I can't remember anything anymore.
I can't. Why? What is? I can't remember what
be
remember
here
means.
Now.
Can you remember what
just
remember
be
means?
Be calm and take
I
a memory
don't pill. Recall, sir.
Be there later. If all art is lies,
I would say,
then what is this?
Xanadu.
Oh, we are truthful enough in our way.
Do you think we can keep the show alive for one more week with human sacrifice?
Yeah, probably. I think so.
Do you think
it always
works
out
of nostrils?
But Yodel is a demanding and thirsty god.
You guys are the religious guys.
Do you think that will please the nostrils of the...
The nostrils of the Lord must scent the sweet savor of blood, for the blood is the life.
And isn't the crackling fat
the good
really
crackling
likes?
Fat within and the flesh of the fatted calf. Slay the goat upon the smoking altar
that's
of the Lord.
That's the part he likes the best.
And
is when
enjoy
it
the roasted aroma
like
of the crackling fat.
How'd you know?
That smell of bacon, nobody can resist it. Bacon is the meat that people love the most. It's the one that even vegetarians.
For by
is
God's
the one
wounds,
thing that
we are all God's
and
pigs.
Vegans would
we
wish
be grilled
they could have
and
some kind of vegetable
to a crackling finish.
Or a fruit that you could pick and eat and it tasted like bacon.
Bacon fruit.
Or bacon chewing gum.
For the consequence of the sin of Adam was
made
the estrangement with the world of the creatures, the beasts
like
of the foot, and the birds of the air,
so
the fowls of the ground, and the fishes of the sea.
Bacon
all at enmity,
inhale
no longer
you could chew it up
experiencing
and it was like candy.
The courtesy
it was like bacon
and intimacy.
And if you could
Eden.
Get those little Coke bottles made out of wax that were filled with bacon juice.
And thus, the animal friends from the Garden of Eden became edible commodities.
The
and
Garden
Adam could slay his old animal buddies and consume them,
that's the
roasting them over a fire. Yes, it hurt.
Calm down.
And so, I want to tell you, this
that's
is what we call
deal.
The concept of original
want.
Sin. And in the fall of Adam, we all took upon ourselves a large bushel basket full of sin.
You know I can't let you through.
Sin blackened our soul. And what does our soul look like? Well, sort of like a lung. It's kind of like an internal organ.
From the hand guy?
Sort of like a sofa cushion.
Yeah, I was trying to find that.
But made out of, well, like fiber, ectoplasm, something.
That's the game, right?
Like flesh, a fleshy tissue.
Yeah.
Indeed, I might even say adipose tissue.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
YouTube, man.
I don't
hope that you would fail, or hope that you would hope that I would hope that you would.
Of course not. DeFilo was simply teasing. No one hopes that you will fail.
I hope that everyone fails.
Fail.
You want to talk better than anyone.
Fail.blog hopes you fail.
I hope that we all fail.
His website.
I hope that we all fail.
There's a small caption underneath the show that
says, more than others.
Fail.
Ivan Stang hopes that YouTube fails because of what they did to Negative Land.
What happened?
They killed
Songs of Negative Land. They kill everybody's songs.
They're a little bit overcautious.
They killed Negative Land's own songs?
Well, some sample world songs. You'll have to ask Ivan Stang and his sidewalk lawyerism.
But now the world is safer.
Lawyerism, doctorism.
That's true. And I'm thankful to Ivan
Stang. Indian chiefism.
He made the world safer for me.
He did? How'd he do that?
Wait, I'm going to think of it in a minute here.
Because
by making sure Michael Nesmith would make no more videos.
Well, we don't want that.
I think indirectly helped, I think.
Michael Nesmith?
Yeah.
How come he doesn't make no more video?
Because to make more videos, he would have to go to X-Day. Appear as a guest, and he said he would not do it no matter what. Why doesn't Michael Pembe go to X-Day?
But I think we're almost finished with a new version of Just Dropped In. To see what condition my condition was in. If we sing that song, it's okay.
That's right.
We could sing that song.
I'm glad you've got all that worked out.
We've got to make our own YouTube.
Yeah.
I just dropped in.
First, we have to make our own internet.
Condition was in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag.
Involve me directly.
Is that where? Is that and how I you know what condition?
Peter's
got your granny.
How do you know what condition is in?
What
I don't know. I'm
going
to have to look at the lyrics because I can't remember the real
the
lyrics.
Robot thing.
I'll have to get back to
you
on that.
Well, if you can remember what condition is in, you're not there.
You're saying a robot
yeah, if you
is
can
involved?
Remember it.
I think so. I thought I saw a robot.
No, what robot?
If you were already out of that and you're not there, right? Okay, so you can't remember now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem.
There
is a cybernetic.
So you leave since you're not there. You're not even at the place where you're not there at.
I promise. I'm not
so
a robot.
You move on, and then you think about it a few days later. You think, hey, I wonder what condition my condition is in. I'm going to go check it out. And so you go back to the place where you left your condition, and you check it out, and you see if it's progressing or if it's just festering like a fetid sore, overflowing and...
And this
pus
is
and
your excuse for stealing those little
tissues.
Bottles of conditioner from the hotel that were in your hotel room?
But because they're in the hotel room, they're yours, aren't they?
She's funny. I like the way she laughs.
I've actually heard that laugh a bunch ever since I watched that one.
You have?
Yeah, I mean...
Who's laughing?
Yeah, who's laughing now?
Nobody.
I think that laugh is giving me
because
the
Because this is the last show.
The laugh makes me want to puke.
You don't want to calumniate old Laughing Sal, do you now? You want to butt a duck?
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Here, use this basin. You know, in the Museum of No Longer Funny Humor, this is one of the prize exhibits.
Can I have a bucket?
Dear Liza.
But do you know what you know?
I know, but you know...
I know the show must go on. The show must go on. No matter what happens, the show must go on.
That's for sure. You said
okay,
a mouthful,
let's see.
But
your show's going on, right?
You know, I was about
I
to
thought
fall
we weren't
off.
Allowed to talk about my show, but yes,
oh,
it is.
Right, that's
it's
right.
going on.
Yeah,
but we're not allowed to talk about
yeah,
it.
That's right. Your show,
it.
Yeah.
There's no show so, anymore that anybody makes any money off of. Ever.
All the little singy people.
Really, I wish it were possible to make money off that show. I'm hoping
we're glad we don't make any money off of
at
this
a future show.
Show,
I will make some money. But no,
even
don't
when
laugh,
she laughs like that, we don't make any money.
No, really.
No, ma'am, all these shows can make money, ma'am. Ma'am?
There must be some way, ma'am.
If you'd calm down, get a grip. Here,
what's your
on.
Problem?
The show is just
here,
so
I'll
funny,
make her
and
stop
it must go on.
The show must go on.
And then on Show Tuesday, it all burst open.
That's painful.
Yeah. She is reality.
That really does make me want to grow up a lot. Wisdom is a most valued possession. More to be desired, sought after, and prized than any earthly thing.
More to be desired it is than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is
some of life's least tranquil moments are enacted in funeral homes and at cemeteries.
And in keeping of them, there is rich reward.
The laughing man with a beard.
If Wolf peace is ever going to deserve one, it is likely to happen in the moment of extreme grief.
Deliver me thou from secret fault. Keep back my soul also from impetuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright.
2% of the crowd.
And not guilty of the great transgression. No, helicopter coming. Must pull pin. Go to Allah for glory.
As we stand before his casket and open grave, we want something of a glimpse into eternity.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Grudgingly, half-heartedly.
It didn't detonate when the helicopter was deployed.
Yes, when you're dead and gone, and then I will be the one.
There's one that'll send your cuckoo kin to the bin.
Needs assurance
California.
Concerning eternity. Such assurance as possible when the deceased was a child of Bob.
Very well.
I am the way into the city of sorrow.
Children, how we cross the grassy fields of X-Day.
I am the way to a forsaken people.
It's dawn. Time to throw Ivan Stang into the sacrificial pool.
Only those elements time cannot wear were made before me. And beyond time, I stand.
Subgenius style Overman movies with Hal up in the graveyards of coma.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
First drugs.
We found
then
places
terror,
we could probably shoot.
And now,
slacks. Will abuse. Drugs turn you on?
And slack abuse has got to be one of the greatest sins against our fellow citizens. Ever forced to fly the evil conspiracy.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world.
Unintelligible.
In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the ends of the heavens, and his circuit unto the end of it, and nothing is hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, delighting the heart. The judgment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Ragging on the pod. Ragging.
Also in the news, activists have targeted these states because they think it's going to be easier to convince legislators than the populace of the ultimate rightness of the subgenius cause. which most modern prognosticators now seem to think will succeed rather than fail. As to the looming immediacy of X Day, which some have likened to a distant approach of a freight train, at first apparently making no progress, but suddenly looming up in an unavoidable, giant, murderous presence. Well, that's the way X
Day is.
We've
got a lot of practice at running ahead of the ending world too. We just
takes a number of times. We've been trying to end the world, and it, each time it doesn't happen. But this time. I assure you,
it will happen.
You,
there's no doubt. This
aren't
time
going to need to worry about buying Christmas presents
verity.
This year. So, let's. We should have a short order cook deliver some breakfast, and then we'll have a short order drill and a short arm inspection.
And
really,
it will be left.
None of that was in the plan of the day.
In the shorts,
I just wasn't
again,
planning for it.
Taking it in the shorts again.
Who's shorts?
We are. We're short 4 minutes now.
Time to explore.
Should we go into
our
regular news summary at the end of the day, our weather report, and our weather and traffic report?
We promised not to talk about any of that news
stuff.
In
sex and real estate.
Aren't we going to talk about what about the traffic report,
how Ralph
Fielding Snell,
one of the earlier signers of the Declaration of
Independence. Don't we need a traffic report for Gilroy?
Everybody's full of slack right now.
People are getting ready for work.
They've slacked off. They're helping the economy by going subpoenas.
As a lawyer, legislator, writer, and politician, he was at his core a lifelong learner whose passions included education, science, philosophy, religion, and architecture. So, when we think of Thomas Jefferson, we must come away with a true understanding of his ideas, ideals, and accomplishments, as well as his uniquely open and modern mindset. You know, he is famous for establishing the University of Virginia, but lesser known is the fact that he also unsuccessfully negotiated for a transfer of the entire faculty of the University of Geneva, threatened at the time by the progress of the French Revolution, from Europe to the United States. He wanted to bring the whole thing over here, a truly global way of thinking. In a time when a voyage across the Atlantic took weeks or even months. What a guy. And Jefferson, we know, vociferously stressed the importance of separation of church and state.
He thought
religion and science were essential parts of religion. And,
that leaves us with, you know, let's just quit it right now. Let's just stop that bad show. It's over, folks. It's time for us to go away.
You mean... go away, as in leave the show?
That's right. Not necessarily.
You leave the show in a better shape than we found it?
But in a sense, we'll always still be here.
Yeah.
Like a bad odor remaining in a room.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat.